Sierra Golden, bathhouse. The kids can remember to call me Fish Doctor, but 2 weeks in, most of the locals still say, "Hey, stranger, out of towner, what's her face?" Nobody remembers biologist, visiting scientist, and especially not ichthyologist. I dropped in on a roadless town. Nobody showers at home, washing instead in pairs, small groups of the same sex, soaking in sulfur-scented water between gashed-out rocks and concrete tucked in a tiny clapboard house. Sign says, clothing not optional, women welcome during men's hours, men never welcome during women's. How intimately the people of this small town must know each other. My first bath, women creased open like old letters, soap, slather, and chatter, tease me until I peel down forbidden bikini strings, inchworming across my thighs and neck. A little lumpy lady with hair like kelp tells me to rinse in the corner, explains the name Dickle Gang. I was lost in the story, but I loved the way fat crackled her memory. We lived in a tent, she said, and John shot a black bear, snuffling at the canvas door. Friends came from all over the island to eat roasted bear. The whole gang sipped Dickle, watched the carcass sizzle and spit over coals the color of salmon roe, while the flagrant scent of lard stooped into their stomachs. I told her about researching octopi with their three hearts, armored sculpin, and hagfish escaping death in a blossom of slime. We both knew starry flounders, white bellies of pink salmon, an opalescent roe of herring. Sometimes, I said, it seems I live among the fish, their smooth, flat bodies gliding silently past in the gloom. Someone sang out, and soon all the mouths opened. Body buoyant songs rose from the women's lungs. I could not join, only study them, mottled, dimpled, delighted, unlike any fish I know, except maybe halibut. Holy ones spawning at the brink of a continental shelf. What faith, it holds them together at the edge of a bottomless dark.